Shelters in our community do good work rescuing and adopting out dogs, but they can be extremely stressful environments for the animals. All of that barking, being stuck in a small area most of the time, it's not easy. So when someone comes to see if they might want to adopt them, it can be difficult to get a good read of whether that dog is a good match.
Now a doctoral candidate in ASU's Canine Science Collaboratory, is working to find a better way for these canine companions. I'm just so excited that Lauren Gilger got to hang out with dogs, and she's here with more on this. Lauren?
I was too. So Lisa Gunter is studying behavioral neuroscience in dogs at ASU, and her work started as a pilot study at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in Kanab, Utah. It's like a vacation destination for pet lovers who want to volunteer with the dogs there. And she wanted to know what kind of effect these shelter settings were having on the dogs. So she and her research partner, Erica Feuerbacher, looked at cortisol levels, which measures stress, while the dogs were away from the shelter setting for just one night. And I think both of you know I'm a dog lover, so I went out to the Arizona Humane Society to talk to Gunter about her research, and we had a great time hanging out with an old Rhodesian Ridgeback mix named Rufus while we talked about it.
So I think the shelter environment can be challenging for some dogs. Potentially for some dogs, they may have never been kenneled before. They may have never been around this many dogs before in their lives. And for plenty of dogs that have lived with people, being separated from that attachment figure can be pretty challenging. We also have, just in the kennel space itself, it's pretty small. And dogs can't really do the things that dogs normally do, right? They can't run around in the kennel. They can't go lounge on a sofa. So I think we see a lot of things with space constriction that can all be pretty challenging to being well-behaved.
So when a family comes or someone wants to look at a dog in a shelter and think about adopting them, do they always kind of get the real dog?
That's something that we're so interested in sheltering, because we have these dogs that are coming through our doors, and it's a really stressful situation. We do our best to provide enrichment, interaction time, toys, food games, all these things to help alleviate the stress. But we don't know how that stress is going to impact that individual dog. And so for some dogs, you know, we may see an amping up of behavior, and they do things, you know, whether it's barking or bouncing off the kennel, that they may never do in real life. And then similarly, maybe they're so overwhelmed by this environment that they're just shut down, and we don't get to learn who they really are because they're so worried. And so I think that is one of the things I think our lab and canine research is interested in shelters, is how do we learn about this dog in this really stressful situation so that people can have a better match? And because it's a big commitment, if you're adopting a puppy or even a dog, you know, that's 1 or 2 years old, that could be a 10-year commitment. And so we want to make sure that they have as much information as possible to make a good decision.
Right. So in this study, you looked at a specific program in which you have dogs that do an overnight with a family before they are adopted.
Correct.
And so what did you look at?
Sure. So Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in Kanab, they have a really excellent volunteer program there where at the end of the day, volunteers can take a dog out on an overnight. And so that's kind of was the impetus of our study, is that we looked around at their programs and we just wanted to learn, do they work and how do they work? So we looked at the dog's cortisol levels.
Okay, so you measured that, and then and what did you find? One night away, what did you find?
Yeah, so just one night away significantly reduced the dog's cortisol levels. And in our mind, that was amazing, that we would have these dogs that were barely, you know, they're out of the shelter for, say, 18 hours, and we're seeing this significant reduction. But the thing that kind of left us, you know, wondering is the next day it rebounded, and it was back to the same amount it had been before they left. And so while we were excited about that reduction, we thought, you know, well, what's going on? We had just one day of baseline, one day after. What happens if the overnight is two nights instead of one? What happens if we capture a two-day baseline and a two-day post? Like, what's the bigger picture here?
So when you looked at this one shelter in Utah,
yeah,
when the dogs would go for an overnight, what would they do? Would their behavior significantly change with those cortisol levels?
So that's really interesting. And the fosters would report anecdotally that they were like, the dogs would come, you know, into the room, they would relax, and they'd be a little anxious at first, and then they would settle in and snooze. And they would just get a good night's sleep. And that really was something that we were thinking about, because when dogs are in the shelter, I think it's probably really hard to get a good night's sleep. And we know, you know, at least with humans, the impact of sleep can have on our health and our well-being and our mood. So I think that we can't, you know, discount that just a nice, quiet place to rest your head and snuggle up and maybe get to spend some time with people can, maybe that's, you know, a lot of what these dogs need to be able to relax and maybe start learning more about them.
Right. So you'll watch a dog like Rufus here, who we're hanging out with, and like he's walking around sniffing.
Yeah.
He's coming up to us and getting pets. Like what do you see in him?
Yeah. So I think he's like a really interesting guy because I think he's been hanging out with us.
He
definitely enjoys hanging out with us. But you can see here as he's leaning in, he like loves being petted. There's a good man. What is that? What is that?
Are you a good boy? Are you so good?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, they just love hanging out with us, and they love being petted, cuddling up on the couch. And so I think that sort of companionship, and real companionship, so like we're going for a walk with them and not being on our cell phone, right? And just really spending the time we do have with them and making it quality, I think that goes a long way in having a good, solid relationship with your dog.
And so just from the initial study that you've looked at, what do you think this could be used for? What do you hope this could be helpful in?
Yeah, so I think that the temporary sleepovers, you know, just one or two nights away, I think could potentially be really helpful for dogs just to have a break. It's tough when you're looking for a home and you might be at the shelter for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. It's a long time to be in a kenneled environment. And so I think that, you know, just one night out could be helpful and just kind of giving them a little bit of a break. You know, maybe this is a really great way for more of the community to help out in helping these dogs find their forever homes, that it might not just be adopting them, but helping them sustain themselves until they can find that good match.
Lisa Gunter is a doctoral candidate in the Canine Science Collaboratory in ASU's Department of Psychology. She and Feuerbacher were recently awarded a grant to continue this study at four more shelters across the country, including here at the Arizona Humane Society. And if you want to see Rufus, he is still up for adoption. We put a link to his page on our website. It's at theshow.kjzz.org. He was sweet.
Laura, thanks.
Thank you.